Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Never stop me from crying. Turn my midnight in today.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Reverend Larry Jones, I Won't Complain. Can many of you say that today, I won't complain? He said, no matter what he's going through, that's an all-time favorite. That's a classic there, I won't complain. You know, many times we say we won't do this and we won't do that. Amen, but sometimes our words fall to the ground. But nevertheless, God is still great, and he's greatly to be praised. So we'd like to say welcome once again to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. If you don't want to be empowered to pursue your destiny, then you're in the wrong place. And when we say pursue your destiny, we don't just mean to pursue your academic aspirations or your celebrity status. We're not interested in all those things. The Bible says only what we do for Christ shall last. So when we say we're empowering souls for destiny, we mean we are empowering you to seek God. We're empowering you to be holy. The Bible said, God said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. So we're seeking after God's righteousness. We're thirsting and hungering after the things of God. You have to remember the scripture say in Mark 8:36, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose their soul? We're trying to find our way to heaven. We're seeking peace. And there is a roadmap, and that roadmap is the Holy Bible. And from Genesis to Revelation, it will point you in the right direction. So we're just happy. We're excited about what God is doing. Amen. And we're excited about this series, the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. You know, many times we go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we leave God. We leave our Lord and Savior in the book of John. Why is that? I asked as I was talking with someone this week, why do we leave Jesus in the mount? Why do we leave him there? He came out of the mount. Oh, Jesus, I'm not the speaker today. But, you know, many people preach and teach on the gospel, but they only teach on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But when you go into the book of Acts, that's where the church was founded. Hallelujah. We just can't leave John, and then we go to the book of Romans. Then we go on into Corinthians. What about Acts? The Acts of the Apostles. That's where we were authorized. That's where we received the power. Hallelujah. Some people say you don't need no power to live right. You don't need no power to walk right. But we have a man of God that's going to expound on chapter 3. Today we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. And I know we have heard him numerous of times on this radio broadcast, and I know he's ready. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to let him open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to let him, hallelujah, go on into what God has given him to speak to our hearts today. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour. And that's why I tell you all to call in early, because I'm not going to prolong this thing, because I want to hear from the Lord just like you all do. Amen. I tell you all to call in early. When you call in late, you're getting the tail end. But the early birds, I heard somebody say, the early birds, they're the ones that get the great benefits. Amen. So it gives me pleasure to introduce to you all today as we continue on with this series, The Acts of the Apostles, and that's none other than my brother in Christ, And that's none other than Prophet Michael Davis of the his ministry is called the Ministry of Michael. And he is located in Vacaville, California. So God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. I give you the glory. I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I bless God for you and your obedience to the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Truly, the Lord is in control on today. I know he's in control every day, but I'm giving him the glory that he's in control of my life on today. That's my testimony. God is in control. Hello, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Not the circumstances, not the trial, not the tribulation, not doubt, not fear, not unbelief, but God is in total control. So let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one whom you sent to destroy the works of the devil. You said, for this cause have he come into the world, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Satan, we bind you in Jesus' name. We give you no authority. We give you no power. We give you no attention in the name of Jesus. But we bind you and cast you out and command you to go. In the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus against you. We apply the blood of Jesus over everyone listening. We apply the blood of Jesus over their homes. We apply the blood of Jesus, glory to God, over this airwave, over these phone lines. In the name of Jesus, we consecrate them and we dedicate them by the anointing to Jesus Christ for the purpose of the gospel being preached, that men and women might be saved, set free, and the captive be loose from every shackle, every bondage. Glory to God. Every form of bondage in the name of Jesus, and even darkness, that they would come out of darkness and into the marvelous light this day, this hour, in the authority of the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for speaking to your people. You know what they need to hear. And Father, deliver your word as only you can by the Holy Ghost. I shrink back. I decrease. That you might increase, O God, for your glory, for your honor, and for your namesake. Speak to thy people. Glory to God, that they might hear something to encourage them, to build them up, yea, even to correct them for your glory, Lord. I pray this prayer by faith that it is done. Holy Spirit, I invite you to take over. There is absolutely nothing I can do. All of this is in your hands. I willingly submit it to you. Even now, I rebuke the spirit of heaviness. Goes in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Ha! Koto rendava katiosho. Higher. My God, higher, higher, higher. Higher in you, Lord. Higher in you, Lord. Higher in you, even now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We're going to the book of Acts. Amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 3. That's my assignment on today, and I want to stick with my assignment. I'm not going to go to the north, the south, the east, and the west. I'm not going to go to Revelation and Genesis. I'm just stick with the text, glory to God, because that's what we're called to do. And if we're called to teach a text, we have to stick to the text that God has given us, because there's something in that text that God wants his people to hear and to know. Amen? So let us be obedient to the call that God has given us to stick with the text, because there's a message in it for God's people, and he knows better than we do. Amen? Glory to God. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, I'll start at the beginning, and as the Holy Spirit interrupts me, I'll just flow accordingly. Amen. My God, from heaven. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Glory to God. And glory to God, at the ninth hour, which is 3 o'clock our time, glory to God, it's just 3 o'clock our time. I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to keep it simple. They went up to the temple to pray. And this was a custom that was traditional for the people, that this was the hour of prayer. You heard in Acts 16 that Paul, on his way to the temple, was going to the temple at the hour of prayer. So this would be at 3 o'clock our time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's interesting that they were on their way to a prayer meeting. Glory to God. That lets you know that we need to attend our local prayer meetings at our churches. Glory to God. So that some people can get set free and so some people can get delivered. In Jesus' name.
It's going to be a very interesting thing that God is going to have me to bring out. So I want you to really pay attention and eliminate any distractions that the enemy might try to present so that you can get what God wants you to receive on today in Jesus' name. Verse 2, and a certain man, glory to God, lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. This man, glory to God, he was daily carried by someone else to sit at the gate of Beautiful, glory to God, and to ask and literally beg for money. That was his position. He was lame from birth. He could not walk. Glory to God. He didn't have a skill or a trade because he was handicapped. He was unable to work, glory to God. He was unable to perform his task. So his belief and his faith and his trust was in that there would be some generosity from the people from the house of the Lord. Amen. He said, if nobody else helped me, I know the people that go in to pray, glory to God, to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I know he had that much faith that he knew that he wasn't standing on the side of the road somewhere where sinners and Sadducees and Pharisees, glory to God, and unbelievers would come, glory to God, but that he went to the house of the Lord to believe by faith that these people, above any people on the earth, would help me. You don't hear what I'm saying. He went to a place where he expected the people of God to help him. He knew that much about God that God will help you. This man was not saved. He was not born again. He was not Holy Spirit filled. But he knew one thing about God. I know God's people will help me. That's why he was at the temple. That's why he was there, because he knew God's people were coming there. And he said, I know this much, that God's people have to help me. That he knew that much about the covenant between God and his people, that God's people would help or should help other people who are in need. He knew that much. So he was expecting a little change. He might have been expecting a dime, a nickel, a quarter, a glory to God, a dollar or $2. He was expecting something to meet his immediate need. He was expecting just enough to get him by for that day. That was his expectation, because the Bible tells us, glory to God, look at verse 3. Let's move on to verse 3. He saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. So he asked them for some money. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. In other words, don't look down. Apparently his eyes were not looking up at them. He was just looking down, as many beggars do. They don't look at your face. They just look down to see if you're going to drop something in the cup. They're going to drop their eyes because they feel like they're less than you. He couldn't get up. He couldn't. So he was in a situation where he felt depressed. His circumstances were so great. His circumstances were so difficult that he could not even bear to lift his eyes on these men. Oh, but Peter and John didn't disqualify him because of his situation or because of his lack of ability to have use of his limbs. They did not disqualify him, but they encouraged him and said, look on us. In other words, look up, look up, look up, for your salvation draweth nigh. Glory to God. So as he told them, he said, now look on us. Verse 5. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Now that's a start. That's a start right there. He expected to receive something. Why? Because they said, look at us. Don't look down. Don't be discouraged. You're not disqualified. You're not out of this thing. I don't care how difficult the circumstances look. I don't care how complicated the situation is. Do not count yourself out. Look on us. This symbolizes looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And that's what we're taught to do according to the Word of God and the teachings of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is to look unto Jesus and not to focus on our circumstance or our difficulty or our problems, because that's the work of the devil to try to get us distracted from what God is about to do in our lives. So this man, after John and Peter gave him an instruction, and listen for the instructions in your life. Follow those instructions, because they'll get you to the place that God wants to get you to. So this man, being crippled and unable to move and unable to walk, and he needed somebody to carry him to wherever he had to go, and he was so discouraged and depressed that he didn't even want to look up until Peter and John said, "Look on us." And when he looked on them, he expected to receive something. He believed that, oh my God, these men might give me $2. Glory to God. So he expected something from them. But because he had some expectation from these men, I'm sure there was an excitement in his heart that something was about to happen. I don't know what he expected, but God was about to do more than what he expected. I know that he asked for alms, which means he asked for some money, and he was just trying to meet his need for that day, and he was probably going to buy a loaf of bread to carry him through the day. As he looked on them, he expected to receive a little alms, which means money, from them just to meet his immediate need. I'm sure, because the Bible says that he was there on a daily basis, so he wasn't thinking any further than the day's activity to meet or to supply his need on that day, and then tomorrow he'll deal with tomorrow when it gets there. But God had a better plan. God's plan was to do exceeding abundantly above all he could ask or think. Glory to God. God was not just going to meet his need. God was going to exceed his expectations, not by giving him money, but God was going to give him a miracle. And that's what God wants to do for us. He doesn't want us to simply expect the little thing, but God wants us to expect a miracle, because he is a miracle worker. And if God wasn't God, then we should not expect a miracle from him. But because he is God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, then our expectation should be greater than to supply our daily need. Our expectation should be greater, because we know greater is he that is in us than he that is within the world. Glory to God. Expect great things. God is saying through this passage of Scripture that I'm not just going to meet your need, I'm going to exceed your expectations, because I'm God Almighty. I'm the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm the one that breathed breath into man and he became a living soul. God is greater than what you can even imagine. Glory to God. You can't imagine the vastness of God. You can't imagine the greatness of God. He's greater than your imagination. So that's why he will exceed your expectation. But you have to expect something from God. And as you deal with expecting something from God, he will exceed what you are expecting, because he wants to show you that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord. He changeth not. Expect more from God so he can exceed your expectation. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. So as we look at the text, thank you, Jesus. Boy, I love the Lord. I'm telling you, I love the Lord big time. So as we look at the text, we see that he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, So he eliminated the fact that we're going to deal with the alms on today, but we're going to deal with something greater than the alms. We're going to give you something you've been needing for a very long time, since birth. The Bible doesn't declare how old the man is, but it does declare that he is an adult. He is a grown man, so we can assume that he's well over 21 years of age. So for over 21 years, he's been in that condition. You don't hear what I'm saying. There are some of us who have been in a condition for a long time, glory to God, and we've been expecting something from God. It may not come when you want it, but God, he's always on time, and when he shows up, he will show out. Give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God from heaven, I feel this today. I feel God talking to us. Thank you, Father, for talking to us in the name of Jesus. I feel a preach in my spirit. I feel a preach. I don't know why, but God is good. That's all I'm trying to tell you. This man had waited for a long time. He had been in this condition all of his life. He was born like this, but God had a date on his calendar to set this man free. God had a date on his calendar. The man wasn't even expecting complete deliverance. He just wanted a little money to get some bread to eat for the day. But God exceeded what he expected. That's how good God is. I don't know what you're expecting from God, but I'm here to declare unto thee in the name of Jesus that God will exceed your expectation. I don't care how long you've been in the circumstance. I don't care how long you've been in the situation. God has a date on his calendar, and it shall be met, and it shall not be denied in the name of Jesus. Whew. Give him the glory. And verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Notice that he did not have to quote any scripture. Notice that he did not have to declare what the old covenant said. By his stripes you're healed. The only thing Peter said, he had authority in the name of Jesus because he had walked with Jesus. He had saw what he had done, and he knew the authority of Jesus Christ because he was there with him when he raised people from the dead, when he cast out devils and caused the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, the blind to see. So Peter was first-hand witness. He experienced it himself. He saw these things. So he said, listen to his prayer. He said, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. It's that simple. When you believe in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, then nothing shall be impossible for you, because Peter knew it wasn't him doing it. He was not the one who had the authority, but he believed in the authority to know what Jesus is able to do. That's why he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. My, it wasn't no long prayer. It wasn't no spitting and screaming and yelling. No, he just walked over there in authority. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. God will give you that kind of authority if you choose to walk with him. Come on, somebody. If you choose to walk with God, he will walk with you. Glory to God. And the same authority that he had in the earth, he will give it unto you, because he left that authority here for his children to use. Mm-hmm. Greater works shall ye do, because I've ascended now unto the Father. Glory to God. Give God the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So now as we move forward in the text, he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And there are some times we need help from other people to receive strength. And don't be afraid to call for prayer or to get prayer from somebody who is really living for God, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And if any two on earth shall agree, it's touching that whatsoever you ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done unto thee. Glory to God. That's Matthew 18:19. Glory to God. So he took him
by the right hand, verse 7, and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Glory to God. Verse 8, and he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10, and they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the gate called Beautiful of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
There are saints of God, there are still people today who still have trouble with miracles. They don't believe God can perform miracles. That's why they try to do it on their own. That's why they use their own strength and their own ability, and their own power, their own might, their own connections. But saints of God, I'm here to tell you that God is still in the miracle working business. Don't be amazed that God is able to do a miracle above your expectation. Don't be amazed that God is able to do even a greater thing than what you have asked him to do, because God is great, and God wants to declare and show his greatness in the earthly realm, and the way that he wants to show it is through his people. Glory to God. But he will still even use the unbeliever, because that's how great God is. Nothing can stop him. My God from heaven. Nothing can stop God. God is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to do. He doesn't have to meet with anybody. He doesn't have to get permission from anybody to do anything in the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and them that dwell therein. The silver and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. Glory to God. So everything in this earth belongs to God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So don't try to put things together in your own ability. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My God. David said, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I know a lot of people talk about in the by and by, but you don't have to wait till the by and by. You can get your pie now. Hello, somebody. You can... Glory. You can, thank you, Jesus. You can get your pie now. I got some pie in the refrigerator right now, some lemon meringue. I done had two slices. I got my pie. Hello, somebody. You can get your pie now. You can have your pie and eat it. That's how good God is. Glory to God. Don't tell me what God can't do, because there's nothing impossible for God. Hello, somebody. All he asks you to do is only believe. Only believe. Huh. If you're having difficulty and struggling in any area of your life, only believe. God will do it for you. All he asks you to do is just believe him. If he performed miracles for this man in the Bible, he will perform miracles for you also. His arm is not short. His grace and his power is not lack. God will strengthen you to believe him. Just continue to cry out and don't faint. For in the day of adversity, if you faint, then your strength is small. So don't faint. Just stand, therefore, with your arm, with your loins girt about with the spirit of truth, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, and the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. Glory to God, which the word of God. Stand on the word of God and watch God come through for you. He cannot fail. There's no failure in him. There's nothing that he can do to lose, because he's already won. This thing was finished before the foundations of the world. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ was slain before the world began. So those of us who are saved and those that God have put in Jesus' hands, no man can pluck them out of his hands. So since that is the case, and this was done before the world began, this whole thing is already finished. We're just catching up to it in time, but it was already done before time began. So that's why the devil can't take nothing from you. The only thing you can do is stop believing. My God from heaven, don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going forward in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let's continue to read the Bible. Hallelujah.
My God, I feel God in here today. We're going up higher. Don't worry about that. We're going up higher. We're going all the way to the top and won't stop in the name of Jesus. My God, from glory. I hope y'all with me today, because the fire of the Holy Ghost is here. So they were amazed that God was able, verse 10, I'm back at verse 10. So they were amazed that God was able to do such a miraculous thing to cause this man who had been lame. And they knew him. They knew him, the Bible says in verse 10. And they knew that it was he that sat at alms at the beautiful gate. They knew who he was. They knew him. They probably grew up with him and knew that this man was born lame, crippled, unable to walk. And they saw it, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which has happened. And that's what God is going to do. People who are doubters in your life grew up with you, and they know you for a little while, and they see you might be going through a little something, and God is going to cause them to be filled with wonder and amazement at what he's about to do in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I feel God. Thank you for doing it, Father, in advance. I already know it's done. People are going to be filled with amazement and wonder at what God is about to do in your life, because it's going to be more than what you have expected, in the name of Jesus. And so that's why God want to do it. Why? So he can get the testimony. The testimony has to come to give God the glory for him doing miracles and wonders in your life. Glory to God. Verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. In other words, they were amazed. They were in awe that this had occurred. They had never seen anything like this before in their life. Glory to God. Verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so steadfastly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? 13, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. 14, but ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." He's talking about when Jesus went to the whipping post, glory to God, after the mock trial that they had at night. And then they took him to the whipping post and took him before Pilate. And Pilate said, "I find no fault in this man." And he washed his hands and said, I'm innocent of this just man's blood. I'm innocent." He washed his hands, but he turned it over to the people because he said, "You have a custom among your people that during the Passover," and this was the Passover season, glory to God, that Jesus was crucified on the cross because the lamb had to be sacrificed at the Passover. So this was during Passover season that Jesus was sacrificed. So Pilate said, "You have a custom among your people that during this time of the year, one prisoner gets to go free." And so Pilate appealed to the people and said, "Who do you want me to set free, Jesus or Barabbas?" And the people said, "Barabbas." And then he said, "Well, what do you want me to do with Jesus?" And they yelled out, "Crucify him." But little do they know, they were fulfilling what was written of him. They were fulfilling what had to happen to him, because if Jesus didn't get crucified, we wouldn't be here today. There would be no salvation. The devil would be in control. But the devil is a lie. God is in control of everything, because he paid the price on Calvary. He suffered, he bled, and he died. He hung there from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. He hung on the cross for 3 long hours. And glory to God, at the end of the day, he said, "It is finished." Everything that was written about him, that the prophets and the law had said, he said, "It is finished." Why? Because he fulfilled everything that was written of him to do. Glory to God. Now the law is in Christ. Glory to God. But Christ is not in the law. He fulfilled the law. Why? So that we would be set free. Because no man could keep the law.
So someone perfect had to come and keep the law. And that only perfect man was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he can do anything. That's why he can do anything. There was no sin in him. There was no fault in him. He was the perfect man. Walked the earth, never sinned. That's why you can depend on him. When you can't depend on nobody else, you can depend on Jesus. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you even to the ends of the world. Give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Whew. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. My God from heaven. Whew! Thank you, Jesus. So, we see Peter. Now, watch this. This is very powerful. We see Peter going. It's kind of funny, too.
But you got some churches like that. We see Peter going up to the hour of prayer. Mm-hmm. We see Peter going up to the hour of prayer. And as he was at the hour of prayer, glory to God, we see that he's going into the prayer meeting.
Uh-huh.
And these folks are supposed to be praying, glory to God, seeking God, and all the above. Huh? But when he gets in there, these folks is amazed that God can do miracles. Well, who are you praying to? Who are you praying to if you are so amazed that God can do miracles? If you don't expect nothing from God, why are you even praying to him? You don't hear me, somebody out there. Oh, Lord, if you don't expect nothing from him, why are you praying to him? These people are in a prayer meeting, and that's why the miracle took place outside of the prayer meeting. Because, see, you can't get your miracle around folks who are full of doubt and unbelief. You can't operate in miracle-working power around folks who are full of doubt and unbelief. That's why John and Peter did not say, let's go into the prayer meeting. Them folks is full of doubt and unbelief. They dead. Ain't no power in them. Ain't no power in that prayer meeting. They in there praying. I don't know who they praying to, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the one that raised that man up. That's why he told them this was done by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whom your forefathers served. Give God the glory. That's why you can't let nobody know what you're doing. You got to keep that thing quiet. You can't tell everybody. Everybody don't got faith. Everybody don't believe God can do miracles. Keep it to yourself, and then let God do the miracle. Then after the miracle is done, show yourself to the people and declare unto them, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Give him the glory. Everybody don't have faith. Everybody don't believe in God, even though they say they do. They don't believe God can do miracles. Separate yourself from them. If you got to be by yourself, so be it. Let God do the miracle he wants to do in your life, but get from around unbelievers. They'll crucify your faith because they're dead. They want you to be dead too, but the devil is a liar in Jesus' name. Woo! Malka tandere kotore. Woo! Sandarabaki. Woo! Give him the glory. He's worthy. Oh, Lord. My God, I got to fly here. I'm telling you, I got to fly like an eagle today. I'm soaring in the high places with God because I know he's in control. Who can stop God? Whoa, he said, I will work, and who will stop me? Give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. My. Good God from heaven. Woo! I don't know what to do, I'm telling you. God, you're so good. Okay, we're going back to the text. I got a few minutes to finish it. Glory to God. Uh-huh. So, in verse 15, he said unto them after, he's given a reaccount of the events that happened at Calvary. In 14, I'll go over 14 again. He said, but ye denied the Holy One and the just.
and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. That's Barabbas. Verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. It's talking about Jesus, and they did witness the whole thing because Jesus appeared unto them, glory to God, after the third day, glory to God, and then Thomas on the eighth day, glory to God. Verse 16, and his name through faith, told you that faith in his name had made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, talking about Jesus Christ, had given him this perfect soundness. In other words, made him completely whole, like the man had never, ever been crippled before. The muscles had been restored fully. I'm talking about everything was as though the man had never been born lame from his mother's womb. The full mass of muscle was there in proportion into his whole body. Oh, glory to God. The full weight of muscle mass and tissue was instantly and immediately restored unto this man as though nothing had ever happened to him. To look at him, you would never be able to say this man was ever crippled, because instantly, immediately, miraculously, he was completely made sound or whole. Give God the glory. My God from heaven, I feel you, Jesus, in this house, and I thank you for being here. Thank you for living with me, Jesus. Ah, my toro kaba. Some of y'all invite Jesus to move in with you. As a matter of fact, let him take over. Don't just invite him to move in. Let him take over. Ha! Hokoto, don't just say, Jesus, you can come in and visit. No, don't let him visit. Let him come in and take over your whole house, every room, even the closets. You walk in the closet, they're supposed to be anointed.
Mm.
Some of y'all know y'all got heavy spirits in your house. You know it. Get them out of there in Jesus' name. Invite the Holy Ghost to come in and live in your home and to take over your house. Every room of your house, and the power of God will flow through there, and you will be running through there like somebody done lit you on fire, because you can't stand the power of the Holy Ghost. It'll be so good to you, you will think you on drugs. You'll be so high, you'll want to fly. But it's the high of the Most High. Thank you, Jesus. Ha! Ho, kondo, shatai, etoro. My God, get a dose of the Holy Ghost. Take a double dose. Hello, somebody.
That's it.
Shoot, man. Up in here, we don't need no drugs, we don't need no alcohol, all we need is a double dose of the Holy Ghost. Woo! And stop looking for a man or a woman to fulfill your fleshly desires. God will fill it all when you get full of him. Hello, somebody. You don't got to go looking for a man. You don't got to go looking for a woman. All you got to do is look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. He said, I know what you have need of before you ask, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. Woo! But you got to believe. You can't just talk a good game. You got to be in the game, and you got to live it. My God from heaven, that was for somebody. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Now, where were we? Verse 16. Now, verse 17. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Now, what he's doing, he's having compassion and he's having mercy on them. Even though he told them what they did was wrong, he's saying, now, look, I know you did this through ignorance. You crucified the Lord of glory. You put him on the cross. You chose Barabbas. You wanted a murderer instead of the Son of God. But Peter now, by the Holy Ghost, is saying, look, I realize you did it through ignorance. You didn't really know who Jesus was. And that's what God is saying to you. You done did some things through ignorance. You didn't really know the fullness of who God is. You don't really know the fullness of who Jesus is, and you done made some mistakes and you did some things that was wrong, okay? But God is saying, now I'm finna extend my mercy to you. That's why I came. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to crucify you. It says, for the word of God says, for the Son of Man came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's St. John chapter 3, verse 17. Glory to God. So this is what God is doing now through Peter, the apostle. Glory to God. He's extending and showing his mercy now, his grace. Even though these people were wrong and they even crucified Jesus forgave them. See what I'm saying? He prayed for them on the cross. He said, Father,
forgive them, for they know not what they do. You see what I'm saying? There are some people that do some things to you, and really, they're just so ignorant that they don't know what they're doing. So that's why you got to forgive them and say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Don't hold it against them because the devil is using them. And if they knew the devil was using them, they wouldn't do it. So obviously they don't know, huh? And even if they do know, you still got to forgive them. Hello, somebody. You still got to forgive them. So so what he's saying here in verse 17, look at this. He's saying, and now, check it out. He changes the tone of the text because he shifts and says, even though I said all of that, I'm finna shift up on you now, and I'm finna give you the mercy of God. And now, present tense. This is what you did in the past. That's what that means. Now is present tense. Glory to God. Because he talked about what they had done in the past. So he made them aware of their mistake. But he didn't condemn them. He said, now look, you made this mistake. But now I'm finna hook you up with something. So what he was doing was extending the love of God to them by saying in verse 17, and now, brethren, he called them brethren. See there? Before, he was ripping them apart. You know, condemned the Lord of glory. You denied him. You rejected him. You've been in sin. Wouldn't turn away from it. And I'm just saying that you did it ignorantly because God is ready to have mercy on you and show you his loving kindness. That's how he draw you. He said, by loving kindness have I drawn thee. Give him the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So he said, and now, brethren, I want that through ignorance you did this thing and did also your rulers. Now, he's saying that your leaders, you know, your pastors, some pastors are wrong. All of them ain't right. I just want you to be aware of that. All of them are not right. They do some things out of ignorance. They do some things knowingly they wrong, and they still do them. Uh-huh. But what you're going to have to do with them kind of folk is the same thing Peter said. Now, look, you did this ignorantly, but now God's going to give you another chance. See, God's going to give you another chance to fix it. Now, the key is, are you willing to fix it? That's the key. Are you willing to fix it? God will forgive you, but now are you willing to not only forgive yourself, because you got to forgive yourself. Even though God forgive you, you still have got to forgive yourself and can't hold that thing over your head. You got to let it go and move forward with God. Uh-huh. And be willing to let the thing go. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. Trying to hook it up, fix it for yourself. Let it go. Let God do it, and then move forward. That's how you get free. You let it go. Stop dealing with it. Take your hands off of it. Drop it like it's hot. Turn away from it and move forward towards the will of God for your life, Jesus Christ, and then God will take care of everything behind you. You just keep going forward. Follow Jesus. That's how it works. Glory to God, just in case you didn't know. I know you know, but I'm telling you just in case you didn't know. So you can't say, Minister Davis didn't tell us. Prophet Davis didn't tell us. See, when I stand in heaven, I'm going to come as a witness. Did Prophet Davis, did you tell him? Yes, sir, I told him. Glory! Did you tell him? I'm going to say, yes, sir, I told him. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm having such a good time, I don't know what to do. I don't even want to stop. I want to go on till tomorrow. Glory to God. Can we keep the broadcast on until 24/7? Thank you, Jesus.
It's all 24/7 in the archive.
That's
the archive 24/7.
That's called a word of knowledge. Glory to God. Verse 18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he had so fulfilled. What he's telling them, that you're not doing nothing. Everything you did to Jesus was already written about him, and you were just the people to help fulfill it. He had to be crucified. He had to go to the cross. He had to die for the sins of the people. He had to be rejected. He had to be denied. He was basically telling them that, look, even though you did this, you didn't know what you were doing because you did it ignorantly. And he's saying that the things that you did was already written that he had to fulfill. Glory to God. He had to fulfill everything that was written about him in the law and the prophets. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So he was letting them know that Christ had to suffer these things. And the word written of him had to be fulfilled. Now, look at the instruction in verse 19. This is how he hit them. And this is how God hit all of us. Glory to God. He said, now you did this, which is you rejected Jesus, but you did it ignorantly. Mm-hmm. And then he said, but now these things had to happen. Now, in verse 19, he said, repent. Makatod romo shatai. Look at that. Give him the glory. In verse 19, he said, repent, ye therefore, and be converted. That's talking about the heart now. When he talks about converted, he's talking about the heart being changed. Changed from thinking as a carnal man to a man of the Holy Spirit. Now, be careful of these people that run around here talking about they're spiritual. They're not talking about the Holy Spirit. They're talking about a devil. Uh-huh. Be careful about them folks. Well, I'm spiritual. Yeah, well, you're a devil. It's only one spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Or it's the spirit of the Antichrist. So be careful about them kind of folks because they're not really talking about the Holy Spirit and they try to trick you. So when you talk to these kind of people and they say they're spiritual, you identify, well, what spirit you talking about? You spiritual. What spirit you talking about? See, it's got to be the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. Glory to God. So I just want to caution some of y'all because some of them folks out there saying that, they think they can get away with it. They think they can talk to Christians and say, well, I'm spiritual. And, you know, oh, you spiritual? Oh, yeah, well, I'm spiritual too. Well, no, I'm the Holy Spirit, you know. I'm with the Holy Spirit. That's the spirit I'm with. What spirit you talking about? So you got to identify stuff. You know, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it be of God. You got to check folks out these days. You got to see their ID card, like the police when he pull you over. Let me see your ID. I don't know who you are. I got to check you out. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, he said, repent ye therefore and be converted, the change of the heart, that your sins may be blotted out. Now, there's an interesting dichotomy. He's saying the heart has to be changed so the sins can be blotted out. Isn't that interesting? I thought the sins were blotted out so the heart could be changed. But he's saying it starts with the heart because Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. There's consistency there. You see the pattern? He's saying the heart has to be changed so the sins could be blotted out. That's interesting. They don't teach that in the church. They teach the forgiveness of sin so that the heart can change. No, the Bible teaches it actually the reverse. The heart has to be converted so the sins can be blotted out. Because once again, Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. You see that order? The heart got to be changed. That's the first thing God deal with is that heart. See, you got to watch people when they're preaching. You got to watch them, what they're talking about regarding sin. You got to watch whether they're saying your sins are already forgiven or are they talking about the heart being changed first. The Bible is consistent in saying that the heart has to be converted so that the sins can be blotted out. You see that? It's very subtle, and that's you got to be careful because the devil is very tricky. He'll use the word, see? He'll come as an angel of light. You know? He'll try to deceive the very elect if it were possible. So you have to be very careful when you're listening to someone teach the Bible, and that's a very subtle thing. Well, your sins are forgiven, but your heart ain't changed. Well, that can't be. That can't be. That cannot be. That's why people run around saying, no, I'm saved, and they're living like the devil. See, because that's a false doctrine. It's a false teaching. The Bible teaches that that heart got to be dealt with first. Then your sins will go away. You know, the old folk used to say, the things I used to do, I don't do them no more. I looked at my hands. My hand looked new. I looked at my feet. They did too. Why did they look different? They were the same feet. The heart changed. Mm-hmm. My God from glory. God is giving this thing to you straight, uncut. Hallelujah. Verse 20. And he shall sin. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me finish that. That the sins may be blotted out. Verse 19. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now, he's saying something else here. He's saying so the heart got to be changed, sins forgiven, then you need to spend time in the presence of God. Some people don't know how to spend time in the presence of God. Some people don't know how to spend time in his presence. Just get on your face, put some worship music on, read some scriptures, and be still. Read some scriptures until the Holy Ghost comes. It's called waiting for him. That's how you get in the presence. You put them scriptures on. You start reading those scriptures. You put some worship music on. You get on your face. Start reading them. It might take 15, 20 minutes. It might take an hour. But whatever time it takes, you have to be willing to wait, and then his presence will come. Oh, and when he comes, when the glory of God descends upon you, you're going to know it. When the power of the Holy Spirit descends upon you, you're going to know it, and everything is going to change. Your mind is going to change. Your attitude is going to change. Your dispensation is going to change. Your outlook is going to change. Your point of view is going to change, because everything then becomes only about him. It's none of us, but all of him. And that's the place where you surrender, when the heart is converted, the sins are blotted out, and then you get into the presence of the Lord, and then there's a refreshing, and the Holy Spirit comes with great power and authority. And he cleanses your mind, cleanses your soul, cleanses your heart. He cleanses your very being. And he causes you to want him more than anything else. You might have been hungry before entering into prayer, but when the presence of God comes, you forget all about food. You forget about everything, because nothing else matters when the presence of God comes. The only thing that matters is his glory and his presence. That's what you have to experience on a daily basis. It's the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit. And be willing to submit and surrender to him. And let the true Spirit in the presence of God fill your hearts. And when you walk out of that door, believe me, you will be on fire for God. You will be on fire for God. People will say, oh, I see something different about you. Because you've clothed yourself with the very glory of God. You have clothed yourself with the garment of righteousness. My God from glory, I feel his presence now. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. My God from heaven. My God from glory. It's hard to continue like this. My God from heaven, I'm going to try just a little bit more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the anointing. I thank you for your teaching. I thank you because we are so desperate for you. We need you. Oh, God, we hunger and thirst after righteousness that we might be filled. Our heart panteth after thee, O Lord, as the deer panteth after the water brook. O God, fill us once again. Revive us, refresh us with your presence. How we need you, how desperate we are for you. Make us the vessel that you desire us to be. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. It is he who liveth and was dead, and yet he is alive forevermore. Thank you for your mighty anointing. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. My God from heaven. My God, my God. My God, my God. Whew. Jesus, I love you. Thank you for descending in this place. Thank you for descending even on this phone. Thank you for descending even in the people's home or in their car, wherever they're listening. Thank you for descending upon them now, Father, for your glory, for your honor, and for your name's sake. And there are people who have a healing ministry. I'm asking that God would release the anointing for that healing ministry to take off. Those who have a healing ministry, I'm asking God to release the anointing for that healing ministry to take off. Those of you who are weak in faith, I'm asking God to simply strengthen your faith. For he said in his word, if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you could speak to that mountain and say to that mountain, to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it should obey you. And those who need to repent in your heart, I want you to repent so that the heart can be fully converted. Why? So that your sins can be blotted out.
and so that the refreshing presence of the Lord will not only refresh you and restore you, but catapult you to your next place in Jesus Christ. My God, there is nothing like the anointing. I assure you, my desire is to live under it 24/7. Oh, God, fill us once again with your Holy Spirit. I can't go any further. I can't go any further. I did my best. I could not finish, but I believe I did everything God wanted me to do. Glory to God. I believe there are people there who need prayer, and some who need deliverance, and some who need healing. And so we want to give attention to those things also. And now, Father, I glorify you and be glorified as you already are glorified here in the earth. We are your servants. Help us now to do your will. Help us now to do your will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word and your power. 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 Jesus, you're so good. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good, Lord. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good, Lord. Even now, Father, for your glory, in the name of Jesus, for deliverance, for healing, for the perfecting of the saints, for the edification of your body. Yes, do that which only you can do. You have called some apostles. You have called some prophets. You have called some pastors. You have called some evangelists. You have called some teachers. Why? Ooh. To edify your people. Yes. To build them up, Lord, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need your power. We need your power. We need your power. We need your power. We need your power, Jesus. We need your power for your glory, for your honor, for your name's sake. I am nothing, but you are everything. Therefore, you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto thee. We lift up the name of Jesus, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess unto God that Jesus Christ is Lord in heaven, in the earth, and beneath the earth, for the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for this awesome word today, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Jesus. You're great and you're great.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Dore. Guru Dore. Kamaski. Bilai Dore. Manda Guru Dore. Jesus, Jesus.
Everybody on this line needs to just be giving God some glory and giving him some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, word like that. Hey, yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Get in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, the waters have already been stirred.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anointing is already here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Saturate our hearts, Lord. Saturate our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Prince of Life.
Hallelujah.
The Prince of Life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. The Prince of Life.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. I will receive hope else today. I know he's the Prince of Life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not just the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Life. Hallelujah. How many want life today?
Yes.
And that more abundant. Oh, God. This man of God. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to pour your spirit out.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said you would pour out your spirit on all flesh.
Yeah.
Everybody can taste of this goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, see that the Lord is good.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. I thank God for his anointing.
Yes, Jesus.
I thank him for the Holy Ghost. I'm saying it's not essential. But I beg to differ with you today. Hallelujah. I can live right between my ideas. If I didn't have the power of God moving on the inside. Anybody got the Holy Ghost there? Yes, or no more, Messiah. Whatever you have need of,
yes.
Hey, glory to God. I'm asking you today. Hey,
Put
your hands on yourself today.
Glory to God.
Fight to yourself today. Prophesy to yourself. You don't need a prophecy today. And if you do, you can speak to your own self today.
Your will, Lord.
Man have taught today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Preached today.
Glory.
If we was in a church building, all I would say, come to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. I would say, come to Jesus, because that's all we need to do. His anointing is in this place. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, I bless you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. But we're going to do... as we always do, we're going to give you an opportunity. If you have a question, comment, if you have any loved ones, family, neighbors, or somebody that you would like to request prayer for, I'm going to ask that we continue to remember my cousins, Sister Patricia Smith and Sister Laura Robinson, And we dare not leave out our dear sister, Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Amen. We want to continue to pray for them. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have Sister Ruby to open up the lines at this time. Hey, you know my fire! Woo! Lord, I love you today, Jesus. Hallelujah!
Amen. Amen. And amen. That was the word. We have quite a few listeners on the line, and we're going to go to the first. Sister Albertine, you were the first on the line today. Hi, praise the Lord. Your line is open.
My God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was the word today.
Glory.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard, Prophet Michael Davis. Boy, you sure know how to bring that anointing. You really bring that Holy Spirit with you, and it was such a blessing.
Glory to God.
I am still in praise and worship right now, and I just ask if you pray for my family and pray for my friends, and it's just, whew, I'm still in awe. My God. Hey, when Michael Davis comes, boy, you can expect the Holy Ghost, man. You can expect praise and worship. You just have to go sit down somewhere. Praise the Lord, my God. I had to walk outside the shop. Thank you. That was powerful. God bless you, Michael Davis. And
God bless
I will continue to pray for you, my brother. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, we're going.
Hallelujah.
Please be patient. We're going to Mother Charity.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My God, didn't we have some church here today?
Yes,
I mean, Elder Michaels, my God.
You
talking
Jesus.
About stirring up the gift. You stirred my gift up here today. I'm telling you the truth. The word went forth, my God, in a mighty way. I feel so good. I can feel you, too. I know you were feeling this thing. Hallelujah. And I mean the Spirit of the Lord was moving through these lines here. And I feel so good. I'm telling you, God is so good. I thank God for his unadulterated word. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
God continue to bless you and keep you. God bless you. Amen. Everybody that's on the line, I just praise you. And amen. And y'all pray for us in Jesus' mighty name.
God bless you. You sound really good today.
I feel good, too. Glory.
Yes, let them have the glory. Look, I'm fired up just hearing you talk. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Woo, glory.
Everything is all right.
Yeah, glory, that's what the Lord will do.
Hey.
Hey.
Amen. We're going to, I don't know what this number is, area code 517-6649. Area code 517-6649. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in. Maybe we can get back to you later. Prophet Darlene Davis, prophetess. Prophetess Darlene Davis. Okay, we're going to maybe Mother Cannon, would you like to have a word? Your line is open. Okay, Sister T.
God bless you. It is truly an honor to be on this line today. The Spirit of the Lord was just really piercing my heart. I just felt tears falling from my face, but I know God is able, and I'm trusting him in everything. And I just thank you, Prophet Michael Davis, for bringing that so anointed word.
Glory.
And I thank you, I thank all the people on the line. And my prayer is for my daughter. She's been texting me a lot of messages that just really ain't sounding good, and I'm doing everything I can to encourage her. Her name is Ashley Harrison, and I just want to really lay my daughter Ashley Harrison at the altar for prayer today. Thank you.
Sister, let me say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I said in the message that you need to let it go and drop it like it's hot. Whatever it is that you're carrying, God can't move on it until you let it go. You've been asking God to move on something in a situation, but God can't move until you let it go. Will you let it go now? Pato Shekaraba. Woo! Shiki Karaba. Woo! Glory, I feel the anointing to destroy every yoke and set the captive free. Because of his word, he cannot lie. And the truth is in the name of Jesus. O woman, I say unto thee that thou art loosed and thou art set free in the name of Jesus. My God from heaven. Glory, 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 glory. That's it right there. That's it right there. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shakabai Kandokoshai. That's it. Just tell him, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your glory, Lord. For your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
For your glory, Holy Spirit. For your glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for doing it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's no longer yours now because you've given it to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Therefore, take no thought for your life. In other words, don't worry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God's got it all in control.
Yes, Lord.
Trust him and thank him, even though you don't understand. Thank him anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the word says to give thanks in all things.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm here to tell you now by the Holy Ghost, it's going to be all right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's going to be all right. It was the trick of the devil to have you worrying. But the devil is a lie.
Thank you, hallelujah.
And now who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister T. God bless. We're going to Minister Democrat. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, my God, I enjoyed that message, man of God. Amen, amen, how he changed that whole man's life by just witnessing it. That man went back to church. The Bible says he went into the temple. Amen.
Right.
Just reminding us, amen of God, the word is in our mouth. We can change somebody's life by just being bold in Jesus again and start witnessing again, and people will go back to church. Amen. So I thank God for this word, man of God, and amen. Just pray our strength in the Lord that, amen, we can just have that holy boldness, amen of God, and lead people back into the temple. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. We're going to Sister Dawn. Okay, she's not answering. Praise the Lord. Thank that everybody. Well, Prophet Michael Davis, you know, you bring the anointing with you and the word of life.
Well, I give God all the glory because he does it all.
Yeah, he
and
does
I
it
think,
all.
And you know
did
what,
you
Prophet, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just was saying it was a blessing. Go ahead.
Well, a minister Democrat was saying that how we need to have the boldness. All we got to do is ask for it. I remember in Acts chapter 5 where the apostles were threatened because they were speaking in the name of Jesus. And they said, grant unto us boldness. So you can ask for it if you want it. But you got to know when you get it. You got to stand. You got to come with the boldness, but be able to stand after the fact. So God is good, and my, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. When you take the position, I've had enough, and I'm not gonna take no more. God will back you up. God will back you up. All we have to do is decree the word, and it shall be established. God will back us up. He'll back us up. Don't be afraid. God will back us up. Don't be afraid to take a step, but to do something that God has put on your heart. God will back us up. He got our back. If God be for you, who can be against you? Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Oh, well, this is just a blessing. Prophet Michael Davis, this is here. Woo! I'll turn it back over to Evangelist Bernard. The Lord is blessing.
My God.
Amen. I'm sitting here with one of my mentors, and I tell you, we have just been enjoying this word, and I want her to have a word that's none other than Reverend Janice Ivy Smith. And I would like to thank all of you all that the few that called in this morning. She launched her Blog Talk Radio for Take Time Ministries. She will be on Wednesdays and Fridays. And you're talking about a gifted woman of God with the ministry. I tell you, she's been on the battlefield a long time. And I just want to give you all a little testimony. And I had to I'm just sitting here so full. I'm in her beautiful office, and I've been here with her about 3 days now. Do you know Pastor Hamilton? He told me about a month ago, many of you all may have heard him on the line. He told me about a month ago that I would be going into people's homes, training them with this Blog Talk, and I was like, all right, okay. And I had to call him this morning and tell him that it has come to pass. Reverend Dr. Janice Smith to even have the honor to come to her mini mansion. It's a blessing. She has been a mentor. She has been a confidant. She has been a counselor in the times that I was troubled, in the times of my disillusionment. I have come to her home, and she never take any sides, but she go to the word of God, and she have ministered to me and helped me to stay on the straight and narrow. So I'm just honored to be able to come and show her how she can continue her ministry. She retired from a large affiliation, I'm telling, but she ain't retired from serving God, but just going into that office every day. So now she's doing ministry right out of her beautiful home. And if you ever need somebody to teach and train your leaders, I'm talking to those of you that have ministry. She is an administrator. She is a teacher. She is a preacher. She can get your ministry
up and running, and no, I'm not just blowing her up. What I say about her, it is the truth. Amen. She has come in and helped the leaders in the ministry that I was a part of for many, many years. And some of those people have gone on to start their own ministries. So it just gives me great pleasure. So I want you all to know to go on her site. It's Take Time Ministries, and she's on Wednesdays and Fridays. Today was her first day, and she taught a Bible class today. And Sister Ruby and Prophetess Darlene, Pastor Hamilton, Pastor Miracle, Sister Corinthian, they were all on the line. And I got to introduce her to some of my friends. But it's called Take Time Ministries. And, again, it's on Blog Talk Radio. And her call-in number for that broadcast is area code 347-215-8982. And that will, again, air on Wednesdays and Fridays at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I tell you, if you want to learn about this Bible, she is an excellent teacher. So we want to just give her a space to just greet the people. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What an honor it is to be affiliated with this daughter. I say
yes.
That from the depths of my heart. I've seen her. She intellectually, she's just blessed, and spiritually, she's gifted, and she's not a braggart. She really isn't, and I appreciate that, and I know that God is going to open more effectual doors for her. Mm-hmm. Minister, you brought the word uncompromisingly, and
yes.
I know that God will continue to anoint you. I see
oh, yes.
that you're little in your own eye. My. So God will continue to bless you because you're giving the word uncompromisingly. And
yes.
this is what people are looking for. I know that you're young, and that's a good thing. So you've got time to be used of God. I want to say again, thank you so much, listeners, for Destiny and supporting the Destiny ministry. I know it's blessed you. I don't have to convince you of that. I just know that you're blessed, and I know that you'll continue to support Evangelist Bernard. I'm saying this because this is coming out of my spirit. She's made many sacrifices, and she continues to do that, and that's why God is going to continue to bless her and add to this ministry and add to this listenership. We praise God for this great salvation. I will say Maranatha to you. Our Lord is coming.
Sister, can I ask, is there anything that you need prayer for?
Oh, well, let's see. Just strength.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Strength? Just
strength?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful because it's so easy. The word of the Lord declares the joy of the Lord is our strength. So what I'm going to ask God to do is deposit. As you sleep tonight, I'm going to ask him to deposit a double portion of joy into your spirit.
Thank you.
And through that joy, obtain the strength that you seek.
Thank you.
For the glory of God. Father, I ask of thee and thee alone in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For this thy maidservant. And you remember the labor of her love. You remember her years of service. And she doesn't ask for a great thing. And if it was great in our eyes, it would not be great in your eyes. For there is nothing impossible unto thee. Therefore, Lord, she asked for a small thing. Surely thou can do this. So I submit unto thee, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she request a double portion of joy. And even as she slumbers on tonight, release the anointing of joy to be deposited in the very spirit of her life that you have given unto her. And that when she arises on tomorrow, the joy of the Lord will be her strength. And that it would never dissipate, that it would never decrease, but that it would maintain its level for the glory of God and as a testimony of your goodness. So therefore, we thank you in advance for this request being granted, because you're a good God and you're faithful. You're all wise and you're all knowing.
Thank you.
And we love you.
We love you.
We honor you.
We honor you.
We will obey you.
Yes. Yes.
We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We magnify your name.
Alcando corosatam
beshe katarime. Balketi sotori mandaba. Itakaro boshe kataroso mendere kati. Even now, Lord, put a new garment on her. Put a new garment on her in the spirit. Put a new garment on her. Even let it descend now, as it were, from heaven. Let the angels robe her in a new garment for thy glory, for thy honor, and for thy name's sake. Clothe her, as it were, with a fresh garment, that she will not have to take off until the day that she steps into eternal glory and receives an eternal garment. Therefore, Father, I praise and I thank you for this dear lady, yea, even your maidservant, whom you have chosen before the world began. I bless you for her life, and I thank you for the works that you have called her to do. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. My God from glory. My God from glory. Malkandara Bosha. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from heaven.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
My God, my God. Yes, 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 Lord. And Lord, even release angels in the home, to walk up and down the home, up and down, if there are stairs, to walk up and down the stairs, and Lord, just to walk all around and throughout the home, and to keep the glory of God dwelling in the home.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless. Did I call Prophet Darlene Davis? Prophet Darlene Davis?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, did I call you or did I miss you? I'm called. Well, anyway, your line is
you,
called.
Yeah, you called me twice. You called me and
praise
I had to do something.
Oh,
praise
okay.
the Lord. God bless everyone. I thank God for the broadcast on today. Prophet Michael Davis, I thank God for your teaching on today. I just thank God for the anointing that was raining on his line. Just thank God for the move of his spirit. And God
Hallelujah.
Bless you all.
Okay. Well, God bless. I thought I said maybe I didn't call you, but God bless. Prophet Michael is a pastor in the chat room. He wants prayer. Pastor MCK. E-N-Z-I-E. He said, pray also for the prophet, and he's in the U.K., so I guess I'm spelling his name right. But he asked for prayer. He didn't say
he didn't say specifically what it was that he wanted prayer for?
He said he wanted prayer for strength.
Oh, strength. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, grant him joy unspeakable, that he will know that it is not of him, but it is of you. And, Father, we rebuke the devil from attacking his mind in the name of Jesus. We loose this captive. We set him free in the name of Jesus, and that he will have more than enough strength to continue the journey and to complete the task, yea, even the assignment that you have given him. In Jesus' name, we cover him with the blood now in the name of Jesus, and we declare and decree that he is free in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Okay, amen. Going back to you, Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, before we dismiss, thank you. We want Prophet Davis to pray for
Sister Patricia Smith, Sister Oral Robinson, and Evangelist Cummins. Amen. And then tomorrow, Prophetess Theodora Glover will be speaking for us out of Chapter 4 in the Book of Acts. And, of course, on Friday, we'll continue with Chapter 5 with Pastor Edward Hamilton. So if you would pray for those women of God, Prophet David, we appreciate it.
Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, Lord, I lift these three ladies up. You know the needs collectively and individually. And as I submit their requests and petitions, that they be made known now unto you, even at the feet of your throne room, that, Father, you would accept these requests as a sweet savor unto thy holy nostrils in the name of Jesus. So let now the incense burn as we intercede on their behalf and we put the petition before you. O God, grant them the desire of their heart, for you have said in your word that you know what we have need of even before we ask. So therefore, even as we're calling on your name, you have already answered in the name of Jesus. You said, call unto me, Jeremiah 33:3, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. And so we call on your name on behalf of these three women, that you would not only grant their petition, but that speedily you would grant the request. O God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, for nothing is impossible unto thee. So therefore, we bind the works of the enemy who would try to come and attack them. We bind his works in the name of Jesus. We bind his hands. We bind his mouth from speaking to them and against them. In Jesus' name, we apply the blood of Jesus over their life in Jesus' name. And Lord, that they literally would have their ears open unto thy voice. For you said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So therefore, Father, grant them their petition and speak to them softly that they might know that it's you. Literally take them by the hand and lead them to the place, the location, to the promise where you want them to go and to be at the set time you want them to be there. Just as you did with the man at the gate of Beautiful, you had them there at an appointed time so that Peter and John would be there at that time. And they expected alms. He expected alms, but he got more than what he expected. So let these women who are expecting their prayer to be answered do exceeding abundantly above all that they could ask or think according to the power that worketh within them. Only let them not doubt, but only believe, because God is able. He's more than able. So because of that, we thank you in advance for the prayer being answered speedily, and that the praise report, the praise and the thanksgiving report would come on this very line to let us know that you have done it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name, my God, thank you, Jesus. I feel that. I feel koshan de bateko. I feel that is done in Jesus' name. Mao kande boshata. Oh karabasata. Boy, I tell you, I feel like I'm on the runway. I feel like taking off, and I really didn't even take off.
All right.
I'm still on the ground. I was supposed to take off, but if I took off, we wouldn't be through now. There are higher heights. There are deeper depths.
Thank you.
And God want to take us to deeper places. I mean, we talked about miracles today, and saints of God, let me encourage you, God is expecting us to expect of him miracles.
Miracles. Hallelujah. Miracles. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Ooh.
Unexplainable events that are undeniable. They're unexplainable, but they're undeniable.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I love you. Do what seemeth good in thine own eyes, Lord. And like Mary said, be it unto us according to thy word.
Thy word.
Be it unto us according to our word, to thy word. My God from heaven. There's some miracles. I'm just going to, some miracles is about to take place. Some miracles is about to take place. Some miracles is about to take place. Hey, glory to God in the name of Jesus. Don't tell me God sitting on his throne and his children cry out to him and he will not answer their cry. The devil is a liar. God will answer their cry. He hearkens unto the voice of the righteous.
Oh, glory to God.
My Lord. My Lord. Jesus. Emmanuel, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sitkanu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rophi. Hey, you're the Lord, our banner. You're the Lord, our righteousness. You're the Lord, our healer. You're the Lord, our supplier. You're my God and my King. Thank you, Jesus, my God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. Boy, I tell you this. My God, I'm drunk in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Drunk in the spirit. But God be glorified. God be glorified because his will was done. And I thank God for everybody who came on the line. Evangelist Bernard, thank you for the opportunity. And for the young lady's house that you're at, thank God for the beautiful home that she's in. And may the glory of God increase in and upon that home in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Whew, my God.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. We don't close on out with bow down by Bishop Paul S. Morton.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tune in. Thank you, Prophet Davis. We appreciate you. We receive everything that you
amen. Glory to God.
Let's bless you. Let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord.
I'm on the runway with you today.
We're going to worship him. The Bible declares that we are to worship him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move.
Praise the Lord. Prophet David. We got another caller. Sister Patrice?
Sister Patrice?
Sister Patrice? Sister Patrice?
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I didn't see you come on and Prophet Michael Davis here. Did you have anything you want to ask, prayer or request or whatever? We cut the music down so we can get to you. God bless. Go ahead.
I just got on. I just turned on. I was hoping just to hear something, but, you know, even the music was ministering to me. I just need prayer for my family, unity, and my children.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's it. That's all.
Okay, let me pray for you quickly now. Glory to God. I know that you tuned in to hear a word from the Lord, but let me just say this to you. Do not be discouraged. Anything that's coming against you is already defeated. God has already established you as a winner and as a victor. And I encourage you not to look at your circumstances, but look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Do not be swayed by the words of men. Stand on the word of God, and God's word, and only his word, shall come to pass. Do not listen to anyone telling you anything that's not from the word of God. Stand on the word of God that you know for yourself. If people are trying to give you information, advice, or counsel, do not listen to them if it's not coming from the Holy Ghost. The devil will try to raise people up to talk to you, only to discourage your faith. The devil will try to use people to talk to you, only to cause you to get your eyes off Jesus. But the devil is a lie, and I encourage you, stand on the word of God, for his word is true, and everybody else is a liar. The word of God says, let God be true, and every man a liar. If they don't stand on God's word, get away from them, because they're not sent by God. They're sent by the devil. God's people speaks the word of God. They don't speak the word from the devil, nor the word from the world. They don't speak words that are fleshly. They speak the very word of God, and that's the evidence that God sent them into your life. If they're not of God, get them out of your life, because they can't profit you. My God, from glory. So in the name of Jesus, I declare victory over your life. I declare that you are not defeated. I declare that you have not lost. I declare that you've already won, and the victory is yours. And I declare that God, in the third month, because we were in the third chapter, that's the month of March, he's going to turn it around for you. In the name of Jesus. God's going to prove that he's God to you, just like he did the man who was crippled at the gate of Beautiful. The man did not expect to receive that kind of miracle. He just wanted some help to get food to eat. He wanted a little money just to help him to eat. But God says, I'm going to do more than you expect me to do to prove to you that I am your God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. Don't listen to nothing the devil say. He was a created being. And glory to God, he fell from heaven. He's a jealous demon. That the reason he's jealous, he know he's going to hell. And he's miserable. And misery likes company. Tell the devil to get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. You're not going to hell with him. You're going to heaven. So let everything that's not of God, let it go.
My God, from heaven, just take a minute and just dance, just praise the Lord. Say thank you, Jesus, because it's already done.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My God, I feel like that burden is lifted now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shabbat Tov, Ramosa. For the Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, that the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing has come now, even in the final
hour. Hallelujah.
The yoke has been destroyed because of the anointing. And that's what the devil is afraid of, the anointing. He don't want you to operate in the anointing.
God, thank you, Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus,
power.
Jesus,
It's Jesus himself. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about Jesus.
I'm almost up to Jesus. Hey, God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus is his name. He's the one that delivered you. He's the one that set you free. I don't have nothing to do with it. It's because he loves you. It's because he died on the cross and showed you that he's got all power in his hand. It's Jesus.
Yes. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Woo, bless your name. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus. He's the Alpha and the Omega. That means he's the beginning and the end. He knows your beginning from the end. Glory to God. He knows what the end of your life is going to look like. When you were born, he's already charted it out for you. It's called preordination, predestination. You have been predestined to have the victory. Do not let the devil lie to you. Don't listen to him. Say, Satan, the Lord rebuke me. And then just say, Lord, I praise you because you've already got the victory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And this is the last thing the Lord has given me to say to you. Concerning your children, you can't fix it. Give it to God. He said, I will fix it for you. If you give it to me, I'll fix it. You can't fix it. Just give it to God. And watch God do it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Ready to go.
Ooh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
for your will being done in this woman's life. Thank you for loving her and showing that you love her.
Thank you.
And that you're ever with her. You won't leave her. Neither will you forsake her. You will be with her even to the ends of the world.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So how do you feel now, sister?
I feel relieved. I feel lifted. I don't feel as I was. You know,
that's right.
Because
Jesus came. Look, there's a song that says, when Jesus comes, all Satan's power is broken. When Jesus comes, he will wipe all your tears away. He'll take your gloom and turn it into gladness. Yes, all is changed. Yes, all is changed when Jesus comes your way.
Thank you, God. Ooh, bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
God.
God,
from glory. This is only the power of the Holy Spirit. I cannot do this, but Jesus has done it all.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Go over and read Acts chapter 3. That's what we went over today. Just go over and read it and see how God performed the miracle in this man's life and believe that he will do the same in yours. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you. Make it love.
My God, thank you, Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah. My God.
Oh,
any more?
It's no more, and you want to, I think Evangelist Bernard was playing the song, but you can close this out with Prayer Prophet Michael Davis. It's just, thank you so much. The Lord had that ordained for two.
Because normally I would hang up and just go, but God didn't have me to do that. So, Sister Ruby, I really appreciate you. Thank you for working the switchboard and the controls and the calls. I thank God for the ministry that he's given you, and may the Lord multiply your blessings And just read the First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. I believe that's the Jabez prayer. Just begin to pray that Jabez prayer, that the Lord would enlarge your tent, enlarge your territory, and that God would bless you and keep you from evil.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
that God would bless you and enlarge your coast and enlarge your territory, and that he would keep you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word that went forth today. Let the hearts who were humble receive your word.
Yes.
And not only receive it and hear it, but obey it. For what good is it to hear the word and not to obey it? You can say amen, but if you don't go home and live it, then your life is in vain. You are living a lie. You must live the truth. Jesus is the truth. He does not want his children to listen to his word and then go home and ignore it. He does not want his children to call themselves children of God if they are not willing to obey God. God has called us to be obedient, not to be disobedient. For disobedient children do not belong to God. Only the obedient belong to him. There is time to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and stop sinning and walk after righteousness and holiness. For God said, holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. So we must live a holy life at home so that we can see God when we die. For we don't know where death is. We don't know the time that we will take our last breath. We must commit our life to Jesus and not just be a Christian on Sunday and at Bible study Tuesday nights. We must live for Jesus every day of our life. Because how will other people know that we believe Jesus if they don't see us talking about Jesus or living for Jesus? The devil does not want you to talk about Jesus to people, but that's the work of Satan. The devil is a lie. Live for Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Michael Davis. Avad, did you want to put the bow down back on, or...
Yeah, you can close out with bow down again. Thank you.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Michael Davis. Thanks
God
for saying the
my
Lord
friend,
had
Sister
you.
Ruby. Keep praying for me.
I will. You keep me up in prayer, too. God bless. Love you.
Bye-bye.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship him. The Bible declares that we are to worship him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshiped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him out of your spirit.
will, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right, begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless him. His name. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him. Enter in. Oh, enter in.
Each and everyone. Pray we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're closing out now. God bless.